This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Alex Cohen. President-elect Obama will take office in 69 days. That gives the current commander-in-chief plenty of opportunity to push through all sorts of last-minute rules and regulations. Joining us now is Gary Bass. He's the executive director of OMB Watch. It's a group that keeps track of the so-called midnight regulations. Thanks for joining us, Mr. Bass. And you note that many of these last-minute regulations are actually deregulations. Which industries could win here?
It's no secret that the Bush administration is not friendly to regulation. We've all known that. What has happened, though, in the waning days of the administration is they have accelerated and accentuated their ideological objectives. And what that means is that those on the industry side, whether it's an environmental protection, whether it's worker protections or other areas, are getting a break that then the Obama administration could not fix.
And what kind of breaks exactly are we talking about?
Well, there are a host of examples. On the environmental side, you have one example dealing with endangered species that would allow developers to basically do their development without checking with professionals about the impact of on endangered species. In the case of coal mining, there's a process of tearing off or blowing off the top of mountaintops, and what is called the spoil, the waste, would be dumped into rivers and streams. In the case of worker protections, the Bush administration has done almost nothing to provide regulation to protect workers. Instead, at the last minute, they're now proposing rules that would weaken worker safety protections. There are a host of also other ideological ones dealing with contraception, dealing with family and medical leave. The range is quite large.
And there's quite a few of these. I understand approximately 90 new regulations currently in the works?
Well, we don't know what we don't know. That is, the Bush administration could be pushing any number of regulations at the last minute here. And there's always a danger in two regards with these midnight regulations. The first is that the quality of the rules themselves may be of very poor nature because of the rushed approach to it. The second is these are highly ideological and are trying to leave the Bush legacy in place that the Obama administration cannot undo.
And, of course, this is not the first administration to do something like this. Bill Clinton pushed through a lot of rules just before he left office. So what's the difference here?
Well, there are probably two differences. In the Clinton administration, we saw a flurry of last-minute regulations. Most of those regulations had been in the pipeline for years in the making. So the quality of the rules were far better than what we could expect now. The second difference is that Clinton did it at the last second, which allowed Bush to come in and undo many of those regulations. In this case, the Bush administration is telling the bureaucracy to move forward with their regulations pretty much no later than right around now so that they can finalize all the rules and then Obama cannot undo them.
So does that leave him with any recourse whatsoever, President-elect Barack Obama, when he takes office?
Well, for many of these, there's probably only three options. One is that President Obama could initiate a new rulemaking, which takes years to happen. The second is he could rely on lawsuits to undo the rules, which would then give him a chance to write the kind of rules he wants. And the third is to rely on Congress. There's a little-known law called the Congressional Review Act that allows for an expedited track to disapprove rules that Bush would have done.
And any word as to whether or not Congress will take advantage of that opportunity?
Well, we don't know the answer to that, but it would seem when you have a Congress that is controlled by the Democrats and a president that's a Democrat, that's a better option than virtually any of the others. But that approach is almost like the atomic bomb because it would mean that no similar rule could be done.
Gary Bass is the executive director of OMB Watch. Thank you.
Thank you.